Let's make it rain. Hello, everyone. This is Anthony Blackman back yet again with another G.O.D., the gem of the day, your favorite podcast. First and foremost, and as always, I want to thank you for listening. And if you like, subscribe and share with a friend. You can also go to makeitrain.net to check out all content all the time. If you're ever having a weekday, check me out every weekday. New podcast drops. Today, I want to talk about Proverbs 17:10. But before we do so, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace, the ability to see your face every time we open and read the Word of God. We thank you in all these things. In Jesus' name, amen. With that being said, Proverbs 17:10. It reads, "Rebuke is more effective for a wise man than 100 blows on a fool." So nice, I got to read that twice. Coming out of the New King James Version, Proverbs 17:10 reads, "Rebuke is more effective for a wise man than 100 blows on a fool." Now, I like this because as I've grown older, as my temper has settled, my temperament's a lot better than it was when I was a kid. Because when I was a child, I thought as a child, I spoke as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. I actually have that engraved on the back of my necklace as a reminder. I wear it every day. That verse is a reminder that as you grow older, you put away childish things. You don't think that way anymore. So when someone comes to me with correction, I may not want to hear it at the moment, but I know it to be true. I know I need to hear that, and I know I need to take heed, and I know I need to make adjustments. Because in Proverbs, it says, "He who hates correction is stupid." I don't want to be stupid. I want to be wise. But if Scripture says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, wisdom is basically acting on the knowledge you have. So to be wise, I have to not only have knowledge, I have to put it to practice. So with that being said, if someone comes to you and rebukes you for something that you know is wrong, or you may not even know it's wrong. Let's just say you're doing something and someone comes to you in a corrective manner and you understand that this is the wrong way to go. So they're telling you the right thing. If you take heed to it, you're strengthening yourself, you're bettering yourself, you're building your temple. Now, the latter half of this verse is saying that the fool would rather take beating after beating after beating than take advice, to take wise counsel, to take sound advice. Now, you've all probably known someone or probably know someone at the moment who is so hard-headed, they'll keep doing the same thing, expecting different results. They don't want to take heed to any sound advice. They want to do things their way, knowing that Scripture says there's a way that appears right to a man, but in the end it's the way of death. So which way should you go? If someone is rebuking you, take heed to it. Listen. Don't be quick to anger. Don't be quick to wrath. Take heed, listen. Take it in. It may be necessary for growth. Think about that. The G.O.D., God bless.